permit you, tough tough you give them. If you tell me now Bishlaima Rabbi Meir Lechumra, Rabbi Meir is being Machmir, and he says Yechayv, even though you waited a longer period of time, I know the Tony, that's good. The Chum say no. Achi Yishoya means to say Adi Shoya delay the Achilles Pras. They held Yoni Chayv if you did not wait longer than the Achilles Pras. But if you wait longer, they hold you potter. But Eli Yamnuti, you can tell me though, Reb Meir Lekula, Reb Meir was the one that's more makel. And he was the one that said, as long as you wait, you took a break in between, no matter how small, you potter. If so, when the Chum say, for Chum on the Chum say, they should have said, Im Shoni Boiler. Chum is like they're being more Lechumra. They should have said, if you waited. As according to Reb Meir, if you wait any little bit in between, you potter. The Chum is saying, no, even if you wait up until Achilles Pras, till Yechayif. So they should have said a Lashon then, Im Shomi Boilei. So since they don't say that Lashon, Eolav Shramina, it's a proof then to say that Rabbi Meir Lechumra Shramina, Rabbi Meir Shitas Lechumra, Rabbi Meir holds that as long as it would take you to eat these small pieces one after another, if you take a break in between the length of that time, you'll still be Chayif, even though it's more than Achilles Pras. So Rabbi Meir attack is more Lechumra, but Allah is like the Rabbanim, that you only chayv if you eat it within the time will take your teeth, Achilles Pras. If you wait longer, you'd be potter. Now the Messiah says, Omar Rav Noi, Omar Shmuel, V'chalovim v'unavela, by fats and by animals, v'unavela, at yishoy metchilo v'yatsoif, v'thay Achilles Pras, v'yat halacha, how long it takes to eat Achilles Pras? Now is, if you eat a chaylev or v'unavela, you only chayv, if you wait the shiur, the Achilles Pras. So that's like the Chom Shita. Rashi says, Chom Nevela means, Ochal Shnei Chatzoi Zei Sechela Vei Nevela. So Yoni Chayiv, if you ate a Bechtei Achilles Pras. Oichlen Tamei, let's say you eat food that's Tamei. The locher is, if you eat a shiur, your body becomes Tamei. Shkotsim Ramoshim Omashkin, Afilo Koloyem Kuli, even you eat it the whole day, for the Achilles Pras. Also you become Tomei. So we'll see what that means to say. Rashi says, Oichlen Tomeim, Shir Lisla Sagviya Bechatzi Pras. If you eat the size of a half of a loaf of bread, of food that's Tomei, even though a person does not become Tomei if he touches Oichlen's Tomei, a person only becomes Tomei from an Ava Tuma. So the food is only Rishon of Tuma, so you don't become Tomei by touching it. But if you eat it, Midirabonin, if you eat the Shir, of a chatzi pras of food is tamei, your body becomes tamei. With Rashi Mashkim tamei also, first mesaguf revius, if you drink a revius of water, that's tamei, with rabbonin, your body becomes tamei. Here it says, afilo kol yom kulei, shoyi b'achilas chatzi pras, even if you waited a long time throughout the day, you ate a little bit in the morning, a little bit at night, obavach yechol kol kezayis kezayis sheboi, tuchtei shi achilas pras. Interesting. As long as you eat kezayis of it, even though the pras itself is four beitzim, so that's like eight kezaisim. So even though you waited in between one kezais and another kezais an hour or two, but as long as each kezais should wait with the achilas pras, it would be metame your body. So Mora says, "My kum, what does he mean to say?" Amar Tov Papa says like this. This is what he means to say. Helchik Amar, afilo kola yem kulay. Even if it takes him the whole day, he eats chatzi pras of food that's tamei, still his body becomes tamei. But fu shoychol kizayis b'chei achilas pras. Means you have to eat a kizayis, every kizayis of it, you have to finish within your 2 or 3 minutes. Because then you wait between one kizayis and another kizayis, an hour or two, that doesn't make a difference. Since it's only with Rabbon and this chumra, your body becomes tamei as long as throughout the whole day you ate a pras worth of this food that's tamei. So Mrs. Mace, I have a question on this. Let's we'll see, we slug him up. That's what Rav Noi Omer Shmuel said. Mace, I have a question. It sounds like this. Kol oichlin mitzdarfin litzal hagviya. All food is tamei. If you eat a little bit of all types of it, they're all mitzdarf put together, the gachatzi pras, as long as you ate all together, a chatzi pras, that's a half, not a quarter of a loaf of a bread, a pras is a half a loaf of bread. So a half of that means a quarter of a loaf of bread. You ate the size of a half of a loaf of bread, a quarter of a loaf of bread. Of Eichlin Tumeyim, your body becomes tummy. So now, my love doesn't mean to say, the Ochle Lechatzi Pras, Bechdei Achilas Pras, that you have to eat the whole chati pras in the shear of the achilles pras, mashmir it all together. So the kashan rav noit, more says no loy, it's not the pshat. It means the yochol kizayis kizayis for the achilles pras. That every kizayis of it that you ate, you finished that kizayis within achilles pras. But from the beginning until the end, it could be it took longer, long as you ate it within the whole day. So this won't be a kashan on him. Maybe another question, it says like this. Kol oichlim mitzar from lislas gibi, all type of oichlim tameyim, you got put together to matamal yaguf. If you eat it, bechatzi pras, as long as you eat a chatzi pras worth of this food this tamei, but it's a clearly bechtei achilas pras. Mashmi, you have to finish the whole chatzi pras, this whole quarter of a loaf of bread within the sheer reading an achilas pras. Keita, what does that mean to say? Ocha, you ate a little bit of oichl tamei. The chaz of Yochin, wait a little bit more. It says clearly, im yesh metchilas achila rishayna, from the beginning of the first eating, v'yad seif achila chorana, until the end of the last eating, k'dei achilas pras, you finished it all within these 2 or 3 minutes, how long it takes you to eat 4 eggs worth of food, is mitzarfin, then it's mitzarfin, then your body becomes tamei. But if you waited yoysimikan longer than this, ein mitzarfin. So in this halacha, it's clearly the kashan Rav Noi. Here you see, even for this halacha, when you eat the oichel tameim, that your body becomes tamei, it's only if you eat the chatzi pras within the shear of kadei achilas pras. This is one, two. This is the tiyufta. But now we go on to explain the whole brisa. Then the brisa goes like this: Lo yitiru lecho pokos mikashir leilad v'litvol. Lechatchila, let's say the person ate a chatzi shear of oichel tameim. The law is his body does not become tummy unless he eats the whole chatzi pras. So let's say he only ate an eighth of a pras. The law is we do not let him go, tell him to go to the mikveh now. And to say like he wants to go to the mikveh now, and to, we don't tell him to go to the mikveh now. We don't advise him to do it. What's going to be your vato? Let's say he did go down to the mikveh now, viola, and he comes up, v'shlimoi, and then he finishes off, and the mice, and now he finishes the whole chatzi pras of food. His mitzarfin, he does become tummy. So we don't want him to go to the mikveh because people make mistakes. People think that since he went to the mikveh helps, and really it doesn't. Because since he only ate an eighth, so his body did not become tummy yet. So that mikveh did not help at all. So when he later finishes eating the other eighth, then now together he ate a quarter of a loaf of bread, then he would become tummy. Is mitzarf. Now, hetiru loy li ubro lecho pokos mikishir. An ubra, pregnant lady, she will let eat of this food tamei, she has a taiva to eat it, we let her eat a pachas mikashir. She's pregnant. And it says with me'asakona, since if she doesn't eat it, she may get damaged, so therefore we let her eat it. We'll see tomorrow, because we might have to explain it later exactly what it means. Why on me'asakona? Like the Chura, it's with me'asakona, she should be able to eat even much more. So after tomorrow later, we'll see the Gemara later. Chura, she should be able to eat even more. Yeah. Then it says, kol hamashkin, mitzarfin listlas gviya, brevius. Any type of liquid that you drink that's tamei, if together from all the liquid you drank brevius, it's metame your body. But you have to drink them all, bechtei achilas pras. Ketzad, shos, you drank a little bit, vechos of a shos, and you drank more. Im yesh metchila shti, from the beginning of the drinking, rishayna, from the first thought of the drink, v'yad soiv shti achra, till the end of the last drinking, bechtei achilas pras, is mitzarfin, then it is mitzarf. Yoisimikan, if you waited longer than these 2 or 3 minutes, then aim it starve, then it's not starve. So again, you see clearly, even to metami your body, you have to eat and drink it within the shear of the achilles pras. Hutruloi lamagei or tomei meis, we say there's a heter, hutruloi lamagei tomei meis. Let's say this isha that's nursing a kid, if she touched a tomei meis, I mean she touched a person or touched a meis, so she really is only a Rishon L'tumah now. So because the person that touched the mace is the Yavah Tumah. When she touches him, she becomes a Rishon L'tumah. So the mat of this mother now, L'honik B'no, to nurse her own child, or B'no Tor, even though the child is drinking this milk, the Chiddush is the kid does not become Tamei. We do not consider the milk that he's drinking Tamei milk in Matam his body, but the kid remains Tor. We'll soon see why. That's this Brisa. So where it says now, Ketani Mi is what we learn in this Brisa, that im yesh metchila achila rishayna v'yad seif achila v'chte achilas pras mitzarev. You see clearly, even to metami your body, you have to eat from the beginning until end within the shear of these 2 or 3 minutes. Yeah, so it's yufta the Rav Noi, it's yufta the Kashan Rav Noi, that he said for his din to metami yibari, you could eat throughout the whole day, as long as at each time each kezayis was b'tei achilas pras, but the whole shear of the chatzi pras could be eaten within the whole day. And here it's mashma, no, the whole chatzi pras you have to finish within a k'tei achilas pras. This is tiyufta on Rav Noi. Now, oh my mind, what we just said before, lo yitiru lo yin, lecho pochus mikashir, leri ribetovol. We do not advise her or him, after we ate a pochus mikashir, to go to the mikvah. So where says, my come, what are you saying? Like, what's wrong if he goes to the mikvah? Omer Rav Yehuda, what does it mean to say? Ocha pochus mikashir, let the person ate less than a chatzi pras of oichu tomei. So far, his body is not tomei. Is lo yetiru l'lerud litzvah. We do not advise him or let him go down to the mikvah. Why? Because shim yorad v'toval v'yolo. Because if he goes down to the mikvah and then he comes up, v'shlimoy mitzdarif. That really the din is, now that he's finished off eating the chatzi pras, really now his body becomes tummy. But he'll make a mistake. V'yos l'meim will come to say, ahani litzvila kamais. He'll come to think and say that, no, I'm not tummy, because I went to the mikvah before. And v'yein yadu, he would not know the loch riz, that shein tefila ela biachreino, that the tefila you did in between does not help you, because at that time you were not tummy yet. So really you'll have to make another tefila. So people should not make mistakes and not go to the mikvah again. We tell them l'chatchila not to go down to the mikvah when they only ate a chatzishir, in order to make sure to know the loch, that when they do eat another chatzishir, then they'll have to go to the mikvah.
Yeah.
Now, Ketoni, what do we learn here also? Hetiru lelubra. If you have a pregnant lady, lecho pochus mikashir. We let eat less than a chatzi pras of oichu tomei. But nei asakona, because it's asakona, she has a taiva teeth. If not, it's asakona. So what's the question? Of nei asakona, it's a question, she may die. So then, afilu tuvanami. Why only pochus mikashir? It's a question, she may die if she doesn't eat it. She should be able to eat as much as she wants. Afilu tuvanami teichel. This is what the Bryce means to say. Hokey Gatoni. Hutrulo liubra pochus mikashir. Period. That we let a noob read less than a shear of a chatzi pras. But afilu tuva mifnei asakona enechanami. But let's say she's b'mokim sakona. She doesn't eat. We're afraid it's sakona stafoshes. Then avad she could eat as much as she wants. Then she could even eat tuva. Gatoni, what the end of the Bryce say? Hetiru lamaga tomemes. In the case where the mother touched a person or touched a mace, so the mother becomes a rishon l'tuma, will make her with her lohonikes p'no. She's allowed to nurse her child. U b'no tor, and the kid remains tor. The question is, am I tor? Why is this kid tor? Even after he drinks a revius of this milk, kivun the yonik, since the kid is nursing from the mother, cholav it malei mecholav, like the milk should become tummy from the mother. If so, the kid is drinking a revius of tamidike milk, so the kid should become tamay. Fichitame, maybe you'll answer me, lo yischash, you know the milk, but did not have any heksher. Right, since my says this milk is going into the kid's mouth, so it's like a mashka habol oichel, it's going into the person, so it's considered like an oichel. And it'll only become tamay if it had a heksher. So maybe no water went on this milk yet. Someone says no. Hatayin ischash betipo muluch lechas alpiyadad. That around the breast there's always a little bit of milk that comes out first and stays on the breast, that the kid will not suck that milk. So that milk, like, is only called a mashka, is not going into the kid's mouth. So since it's a mashka, that's huchshla kabutuma by itself. It doesn't need anything else. So mel, all the other milk that passes by becomes huchshla because of that first drop. So if all the milk that comes out should be tummy, so the question is, why isn't the kid tummy then? Omer Rav Nachman answers no. Omer Rabba Baravua Sheyonik v'tkifachas. That means to say what? The kid was nursed very strong. Lo yaniach tipim lochleches al piyadad. That the kid nursed all the milk there. There's not even one drop first on top of the breast. So therefore, all the milk that comes out goes straight into the kid. So all that milk is like going into an oichel. So therefore, it needs a heksher first to kabel tumah. And that oichel was not mekabel, not heksher. So therefore, it never became tamei. Therefore, the kid's tor. Some of Rav Rober says on this, no. Shtei tshuvos v'dov. I have two questions on this. Chod, the one is, the kechazina, the pume, the yenuka, the moli cholof. When you look at the mouth of the kid, we see like the mouth, the lips are full of milk. Where's that milk from? That must be the first drops that stay on the breast. So
V'kitzah, you see there is such a thing that the first drops come out and stay there. And those drops are not aiming to go into the kid's body. So therefore, those first drops is called like a mashke. And a mashke does not need a heksha kabatoma. Water becomes tumah without a heksha. So therefore, these first drops do not need a heksha. Therefore, these first drops are matana, all the other liquid, all the other milk that comes out. So still, that's the question. Why isn't the kid tumah? That's one question. The yoit, secondly, mokom cholov mayinu. That the maisa, the mother, like she nurses, the milk that comes out is called like a mayin. That it's tummy anyway. And it's tummy even, pokos mikashir, even a mashu should be tummy. Why the Torah learned like this? Cholov isha, the milk that comes out from a mother, mitame, that milk is tummy, bein lirotzen, bein shlo lirotzen. Whether she had a mind to nurse, whether she didn't have a mind to nurse. You see, it does need a heksher. It's called like a mayin, like a well from her, that it becomes tamei even with a mashu, even without heksher. Now she says, it means to say, this lay, the echad mimayna isha, kereik like a spit. Even a little bit. Now the Chur Havmina now is the milk that comes out is like part of her body. So just like she's tummy, who did the milk automatically is also tummy. So Zaki tummy now, the milk is tor. Bashenkin Behemo, and the Behemo nurses gives off milk. Ain't the matama el rotzen. They attack, it's not a mayim. Therefore, it's only tummy if you have rotzen. Without rotzen, it's not hukshta kabotoma. So my love shlele rotzen means la nichle. She's not nichab with nursing, and still the katani says matame. So here you see, you don't need a heksher altogether on the milk. The milk becomes tummy automatically. It's like echad meburis, like one of a body, part of one of the limbs of the body. So again, the kasha is why isn't the kid tummy? So more like this. Ela rado amar rov rosa like this. Haina time of the benot toy. Know why the reason why the kid is still tor? Because like this. The Sofik Yonik Kishir Sofik La Yonik. Taka true, the milk of Adar is tummy. But this halacha, if you drink milk or mashkin is tummy, you have to drink a revius. So here it's a Sofik if the kid nursed so much milk or not. And even Vim Tim Slayma Yonik, even if you want to say he did nurse a revius of milk, but still Sofik Yonko Vachilis Pras, Sofik Yonko Vachilis Pras. The Sofik, whether you drank it within the shear of 2 or 3 minutes or longer. So it's like a sveik, that's why we say the kid is tor. This tomb is only with the rabbanon anyway. So the mokum is sveik, we leave the kid becheskas is tor, he's still tor. The Talmud says, Ula Rava, mokum cholov mayin. Is it really true what you said before, according to Rava, that when the mother nurses, the milk that comes out is like part of a body, it's like a mayin, like a well of her? Is that true? And therefore, you want to tell me, Vloitzor Hechsh, you don't need a Hechsh from that milk. For your Tanam, we learn like this. Ho'isha shenotav cholim edadeh, an isha that nurses milk, v'nofel yav a tanner, and it falls into the ear of a tanner, so tana tamei, the tana becomes tamei. The kashtum, we have a question, is v'mayis chasher, like how did the milk become tamei? Where was the heksher on the milk? So you see, it's not cool, it's found like a mayin, but the milk needs a heksher. V'yom Rav Yechon Yerkenin said, b'tipa mulechlechot, like we said before, p'yadad, that first the milk comes out, stays around the breast. And that's called milk. That's called mashka. So mashka is tummy without a heksher. So that first drop is metam all the rest of the milk that comes out. But our koponim, you see, it's not called like a mayin. It's only called like regular mashka. So good. V'chitam, maybe you tell me, Rava le sovla krab yechon. Rava doesn't own the krab yechonon. For the Gemara, v'tani we learned, yes. V'tani we learned. Nimtzei satam, it comes out like this. That really tisha mashkin bezoiv. An isha or a man that's a zoiv, there are 4 mashkin that comes out of his body. It's like this, hazeya volechas rucha, the sweat that comes out of the body, or the bad odor, the bad srich, also some juice that comes out, vareya, the junk, the waste that comes out, teru miklum. Those things are talking for it, that have no shaykh of the tumor at all. What about the moiseno, the tears, for damagafta, the blood that comes out from a wound, or else v'cholav, so clearly, v'cholav isha, or else isha, then the milk comes out.